At 7:07, we have cloudy skies and 68 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly this morning, a high of 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. A couple of weather statements to pass along to you. Strong thunderstorms capable of producing small hail and heavy rain was located along a line extending from 5 miles northwest of Audubon to 16 miles northeast of Atlantic, and moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. Some nickel-sized hail and winds in excess of 30 miles per hour are possible with the storms. Locations impacted include Guthrie Center, Audubon, Coon Rapids, Lake Panorama, Exira, Scranton, Bayard, Bagley, Dedham, Yale, Ralston, Gray, the Lake and Slough Game Management Area, Audubon County Airport, and Springbrook State Park. In addition, a weather statement issued just before 7 o'clock this morning for Guthrie, Cass, Madison, Adair, and Adams counties shows a similar line of storms with dime-sized hail and winds of excess of 30 miles per hour possible, and they're moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. A Western Iowa woman has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole in connection to the torture of her mentally disabled stepson. The Council Bluffs Daily Don Perel reports 47-year-old Rebecca Beyer received her sentence Thursday at the Pottawatomie County Courthouse. Authorities say Beyer abused the man, who is now 21, in February of 2013. She was convicted in May of first-degree kidnapping and willful injury causing serious injury. The man testified that Beyer burned him and locked him inside a garage. He said he was attached to a wall with a dog leash. The man's father faces charges in the case, and his trial is set to start in August. His stepbrother pleaded guilty earlier this year to an accessory charge as part of the plea deal. An investigation initiated by the Department of Human Services and conducted by the Red Oak Police Department has resulted in the arrest of two people on felony theft charges. Authorities say 49-year-old Cuba Serene Lane and 44-year-old Danny Joe Lane, both of Red Oak, were arrested at their residence in the 2400 block of North 8th Street Thursday morning. Danny Joe Lane was charged with six felony counts of theft in the second degree, one count of theft in the third degree, an aggravated misdemeanor, and two counts of theft in the fourth degree, serious misdemeanors. Cuba Lane, who was accused of helping take the funds, faces one count each of theft in the second, theft in the third, and theft in the fourth degrees. The couple were brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $5,000 cash bond each. Sheriff's officials in Adams County say one person was injured during a collision Thursday evening about 4 miles northeast of Prescott. Authorities say the driver of the pickup, 33-year-old Jason Mark King of Red Oak, was transported to Allegiant Health in Corning after the pickup hit a semi. The accident happened at around 6:20 p.m. when a 2005 Freightliner truck, driven by 66-year-old Keith Rex Moore of Creston, pulled away from the intersection at 180th and Union Avenue. No charges have been filed in connection with the crash. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office Thursday morning released additional details about a two-vehicle crash that happened Wednesday afternoon southeast of Walnut. Sheriff Jeff Danker reports at around 4:25 p.m., deputies were dispatched to a personal injury accident at 530th Street, about one-half mile south of Highway 83, which is southeast of Walnut in rural Pottawatomie County. The early reports had indicated the accident involved two vehicles in a head-on collision, with multiple injuries resulting in parties trapped within the vehicles. Upon arrival, deputies found a 2011 Chevy Impala, operated by 14-year-old Sidney Nelson of rural Walnut, and a 1995 Pontiac Grand Am, operated by 22-year-old Leah Jenkins of Atlantic, had collided head-on. After the impact, Nelson's car came to rest in the east ditch, while Jenkins' vehicle came to rest in the west ditch. Jenkins and her passenger, 21-year-old Carrie Clint of Atlantic, required extrication by Walnut Fire and Rescue. Jenkins was transported to Allegiant Creighton by medical helicopter with serious injuries, while Clint was transported to the Cass County Memorial Hospital by Walnut Rescue with serious injuries. According to Jenkins' sister, Misty, Leah had several broken bones and other injuries but was expected to recover. Sidney Nelson was transported to CCMH by private vehicle and was treated for minor injuries. A passenger in her car, 24-year-old Felicia Nelson of Walnut, was transported to CCMH for treatment of non-incapacitating injuries. At this point in time, the sheriff's office continues to investigate the cause of that crash, but no charges have been filed. Authorities in Fremont County say two people have been arrested in connection with several vehicle break-ins and burglaries in Hamburg. Acting on a Crime Stoppers tip, sheriff's deputies arrested 22-year-old Kevin Jr. Boer of Hamburg and 20-year-old Tori Grace Perry of College Springs. The pair were arrested on 2 felony charges of burglary in the third degree, 14 counts of burglary in the third degree involving a motor vehicle, which is an aggravated misdemeanor, and 1 aggravated misdemeanor count of third degree theft. Their bonds were set at $26,000 each. Their arrests followed an investigation into more than a half a dozen reports of vehicles being broken into during the early morning hours of June 29th in Hamburg. Sheriff's officials say all of the vehicles were unlocked when the thefts occurred. Authorities in southwest Iowa are asking for your help in identifying a man whose body was pulled from the Missouri River on July the 1st. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation and Mills County Sheriff's Office says the body was located near Lincoln's Landing Campground near the Plattsmouth Bridge in southern Mills County. The body has a Playboy Bunny tattoo on the upper left part of the chest and a monochromatic tattoo of 2 unclothed Asian women with a dragon in the background located on the upper left arm. A tribal tattoo is on the right shin. The clothing was described as blue denim shorts, a brown belt, and black Ocean Pacific-style shoes. Anyone recognizing those symbols as being on the person that they know can contact the Mills County Sheriff's Office or DCI. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Kayla Lynn Jensen, age 26 of Stewart, died Tuesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A funeral mass for Kayla Jensen will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Janet Milner Weston, age 80 of Elliott, died Wednesday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Janet Weston will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Sherry Cooper Wiggus, age 79 of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Sherry Wiggus will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Donald Williams, age 98 of Casey, died Tuesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Services for Donald Williams will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. And Maxine Herrick, age 96 of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Maxine Herrick will be Monday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.